dance like this.
You've only just arrived, you'll grow bored soon enough.
I'd rather enjoy boredom. Why else would any sane person visit Venice in July?
And he'd sooner die than condescend to fry in Venice
off season.
Oh, then he could not.
They swagger, they monopolize, so let them gather flies in Venice
off season.
I thought I might try my hand at verse.
That won't do. Before you go bring yourself in bell letters, I must show you all.
Whatever for?
Your biography of Vincent Randall, still quite a read in a certain circle.
Mrs. A of the Life and Letters, the Sylvia of Randall's immortal sonnet cycle, the Muse of Muses. You know her.
Calm yourself.
But, how is it that you know her? I have read every poem, every line, every word that she inspired. And I've dreamed, why deny that humble I might spark her holy farce? For a muse such as Sylvia is every scribe's prize. That one peerless soul that opens his eyes. And I'd give all I have, without honor or pride, to a muse, such a muse as Sylvia.
She's inspired. She has a mind of her own. Heaven knows what mischief might transpire.
But what is she doing in Venice off season?
Sylvia would never show herself in season.
Americanos, what so
I have dreamed every every sigh, and in a torment fallen asleep. In my mind I see Sylvia and Gros, to me to toss to speak. For a muse such as Sylvia lives one above the petty hurdles of quotidian love, and I tremble to think what I'm capable of. To win such a muse as Sylvia. But surely she feels the finest feelings. One has only to read Randall's poems. For a muse such as Sylvia lifts one above the petty hurdles of quotidian love. Then you'll introduce me.
I'll do better. Chance meetings are so much more intriguing, especially when they're not strictly by chance.
What are you plotting?
I happen to know that your Mrs. A takes tea in these very rooms. A late tea, so as not to be seen.
How will I know her?
I suppose by her head she wears her mourning in Titian red.
I will wait every day, every hour, for my goddess to appear. I grow dazed, I wax wise, simply knowing that she's somewhere near. Mrs. Memorall, you are a many-faceted gem. For a muse such as Sylvia lifts one above the petty hurdles of quotidian love.